Portland Council Member, 911 Lyft Call Due to White Supremacists. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 15, 2020. Joanne Hardesty, the Defund the Police Portland City Council Member who called 911 on November 1, 2020, over a Lyft ride, now says she called police because of white supremacists. Breitbart News reported Hardesty allegedly became irate with Lyft driver Richmond Frost because he would not roll the windows up. Frost responded by pulling into a gas station and asking Hardesty to exit the vehicle. But Hardesty allegedly refused to exit vehicle, calling 911 instead. Hardesty told the 911 dispatcher, "Well, I've got a Lyft driver that decided he would just drop me off at a filling station. Well, I'm not getting out of the car, in the dark, at a filling station, not happening. All because I asked him to put the window up. I'm not leaving." Frost called 911 too, telling the dispatcher, "I've got a customer that I canceled the ride. I'm a rideshare driver and I canceled the ride. And I've taken her off the freeway to this filling station so that she can order another ride." As for the windows, OregonLiv reported Lyft advises drivers to leave windows down to mitigate the chances of spreading coronavirus. The Daily Mail now reports Hardesty says her 911 call was due to white supremacists. During a November 12, 2020, Portland City Council meeting, Hardesty described the Lyft incident as another example of being black in America and being put in a position where I have to be the one to look out for my personal safety. She added, "When you're living in a city where white supremacists are proudly riding around in their big trucks with their flags and you're a black person and somebody wants to put you on the side of the road at night. Not gonna happen." Hardesty unsuccessfully pushed an $18 million budget cut for the Portland Police Bureau earlier this month. On November 5, 2020, she tweeted her frustration over the failure to secure budget cuts, saying, "They demanded we rethink what community safety looks like, who shows up, and how. We've been pushed to answer, what does community safety look like if you're poor? If you're not white? If you have no/limited resources? Those are the questions I've been compelled to answer." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsRadio. Reach him @HawkinsRadio@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.